The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tonight we have gathered to celebrate two important events in the life of the most beloved messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first event is known as the Mab'ath. This was the beginning of the proclamation of the Islamic faith, when the first verses of the Quran were revealed to the Prophet in the cave of Hira. And the second, of course, 5 years after that, but on the same day, on 27th of Rajab, the event known as Mi'raj, when the Prophet attained the ascension to the heavens as the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this second event is described in two stages. His miraculous journey from Mecca to Jerusalem is known as Isra, Asra bi'abdihi layla. You know, Isra, the night journey. And then from Jerusalem to the heavens, it is known as Mi'raj, the ascension to the heavens. And so I would like to, begin by extending tabarikat and best wishes to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this night as a blessed day, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala link us to the most important miracles in the life of the Prophet in form of the Quran on one hand and the Mi'raj on the other hand. Mi'raj is indeed a great miracle and unanimously accepted by all Muslims. There might be these discussions about the nature of the Mi'raj, but there is unanimity among Muslims that Mi'raj was a reality in the life of the Prophet. From the Shi'i perspective, this is such an essential part of our faith. That Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam actually says, لَيْسَ مِنْ شِيْعَتِنَا مَنْ أَنْكَرَ أَرْبَعَ أَشْيَا. A person who rejects four things is not from our Shias. Number one, he says, Al-Mi'raj, the event of Mi'raj that we are celebrating. Number two, وَالْمَسْأَلَ فِي الْقَبْرِ, the questioning in the grave, which would happen when a person is buried. Number three, خَلْقَ الْجَنَّةِ وَالْنَارِ, the existence, creation and existence of paradise and hell. And number four, وَالشَّفَاعَ, and the belief in intercession by the Prophet and the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. Our eighth Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa Radha alayhi salam, has further explained this by saying, مَنْ كَذَّبَ بِالْمِعْرَاجِ فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. A person who rejects the Mi'raj has actually rejected Allah's messenger. Because when you you reject and you say that Mi'raj is a lie, is a fabrication, you are actually rejecting Rasulullah, who has talked about it more than once. We have talked about this from the previously about the rational and scientific possibility of such a journey. You know, a speedy journey from one point on this earth to another is very easy for us to understand now. And so for the Prophet to go from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, from Mecca to Jerusalem, is not something, you know, we cannot comprehend. And also the ascension to the heavens, from Jerusalem to the heavens, is a possibility. Especially for the 21st century Muslims who have witnessed the power of human beings to create the means and technologies to travel to outer space. If God can create such potential within human beings themselves, we cannot even fathom the extent of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so he can do that, especially when it comes to his last messenger. He wanted that to be a sign that he will be ahead of whatever developments will take place during his era of Islam. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has talked about the Prophet's journey in the early verses of two surahs. Number one, surah number 17, which is Surah Al-Isra, and the other is surah number 53, Surah Al-Najm. That the month of Rajab is the month of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. There are so many events related to them. And tonight I would like to actually look at some of the ahadith where the Prophet talks about some of the details and the conversations which took place in the Mi'raj. They are not in one sequence. I just selected different themes, especially looking at the importance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Muhammad and Ali Muhammad during this event of Mi'raj. The first is a narration from a very prominent companion of the Prophet by the name of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, where he basically is quoting the event of the Mi'raj from the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the Prophet says that when I was taken to the heavens in their ascension, ما سمعت شيئا قط هو أحلى من كلام ربي عز وجل. Yes, he says that I have never heard anything more beautiful from the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than what I heard in Mi'raj. And so he says, he then narrates what was something which was very pleasing for him. And this is about the great honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the Prophet himself. He says, when I was there, I talked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I said, Ya Rabbi, ittakhasta Ibrahim khaleelan, wa kallamta Musa takleeman, wa rafa'ta Idris makaman, مكاننا عليا وعتيت داود زبورا وعتيت سليمان ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعده فماذا لي يا ربي. Basically, the Prophet says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, you know, oh my Lord, you took Ibrahim as a friend for yourself. You spoke with Musa at the burning bush. You raised Idris to a higher place, referring to the heavens. You gave to Dawood the Zabur. And you granted to Suleiman a kingdom which none would have after him. So what is there for me, O my Lord? And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says to our Prophet, he says, Ya Muhammad, and I'll leave the Arabic words here. O Muhammad, I have taken you as a friend, the way I took Ibrahim as a Khalil and a friend. Kallamtuka takleeman, kama kallamtu Musa takleeman. I spoke to you as I spoke to Musa. And I given to you Al-Fatiha and Surah Baqarah that are not given to any prophet before you. And most importantly, I sent you as a messenger to all people. I sent you to everyone. إِلَىٰ أَسْوَدِ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ وَأَحْمَرِهَا. From the dark-skinned ones to the fair-skinned ones. The humans as well as the jinn. While I had not sent anyone to them before you. And then importantly, he says, you know, when referring to this issue of Suleiman being given the kingdom of Jerusalem, he says, I made the entire earth, masjidan wa tahura. I made the entire earth, you know, as a place of worship to do sajda, and a pure and masjid for you as well as for your followers. And then at the end, he says that I help you with an aura that even when your enemies see you, they are overwhelmed with it. And I have revealed to you the best of the revealed books, the Quran, which is in clear Arabic. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَفَعْتُ لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And I have elevated your mention, your name, in such a way. حَتَّ لَا أُذْكَرُوا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن شَرَاعِ دِينِ إِلَّا ذُكِّرْتَ مَعِي. O Muhammad, I've elevated your name in such a way that whenever I am mentioned in the rituals of your religion or my religion, you are also mentioned beside me. You know, look at Adhan. أَشْحَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحَدُهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَا. Then we say, أَشْحَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Same in Iqama. Even in namaz, when we recite the tashahud, we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. And in many places you will see that wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in our rituals, we also have the mention of Rasulullah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Oh Muhammad, Rafa'tu laka dhikrak. I have elevated your status, that wherever I am mentioned in the rituals of my religion, you are also mentioned ma'i, along with me.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ يا محمد السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله